Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Cubizin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Latman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Latman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cubizin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cubizin. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Bresud reaches second base with a double. Geiger moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Bresud moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field. Cline picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cline. Bresud scores. Yastrzemski scores. Runnels moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan strikes out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geiger moves to third. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bresut is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cubizan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubizan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Cubizan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-2 in the game. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Latman's glove, towards Kindle, who fields it, throws to second, with Cubizan covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Romano reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubizan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Barry Latman. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cubizan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubizin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Jack Kubizin. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. One out. Gene Green pinch hits for Jim Perry. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 4 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to third. Klein moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.